Praise the Lord, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Continue to speak today about the watchman. What is our responsibility as a watchman, as the scriptures teach us? Book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and verse 17. And say, obey them that have the rule over you, and also submit yourself, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. Let's pray. God, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness unto us. Come before in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, you anoint your word to us, make it clear, anoint my lips and put words and statement and lead us to scriptures to understand your will, O God. I pray, whatever purpose of sending this word to us as a church, to those who are here and those who are far off, let your purpose prevail. I pray that you will do our responsibilities before you well, as watchmen, accountable to the task that you want us to do for you. Pray for more people to come in their lives to, Lord, to serve you, to do the right things. I pray also, Lord, that you will go along your will, through going through the narrow gate and also through the narrow way. O Lord, give us perseverance to do this task. I pray for people to be saved. Also, I pray also for your word to be even, to be mostly prayed, and new people will be reached out. Pray for miracles to be done in the name of Jesus. I pray for also healings. I pray for some miracles and answer prayers and wisdom and open doors for us to preach your word and to continue to serve you. This is all we ask and pray in His name.
Amen.
Amen. This verse I have chosen because it contains the word watch, for they watch for your souls. Every one of us responsible before God for certain kind of people who are around us and also those who are under our care. We need to watch over ourselves, and we need to watch also for the souls that God had placed with us or around us or under our care. For they watch for your souls. So watching is mean that you have to observe and you have to check and you have to see the attitude and also check the desires, check the decisions. That's what he say here, for they watch for your souls. So you have to go to the thing that is also deep, try to verify the motive, the also inclinations, and then come out with a clear understanding from all these observations about the soul that you are watching. And watching of the souls is, it should be something that is based on the scriptures and also the leading of the Holy Spirit, and whatever the plan of God for that soul or that person, based on that you are going to conclude either this person is moving into the right way, into the will of God, into the, what God wants him, or he is moving into a wrong way that God does not want him to move. Either you will be going to understand that he is fine and normal, or there is certain problem that he is passing through. You need to identify the problem and what he is passing through so that you can discern of what you need to give. Certain time as we oversee, as we watch, whoever they are, our children, our families, the people with us in the ministry, as we watch and we found that their desires or inclinations is in confrontation or in contradiction of with the will of God. Now, that will direct us to give or to also deliver certain teaching, and that teaching that we don't want to deliver, since it is contradicting the people's desire, we'll find them to have a certain conflict. Not because of what we speak, not from the scriptures, but because what we speak, when the people is not in their mind or soul or desire to go along this way, the conflict will be there. And out of these conflicts, when people negatively respond and react to the teaching, there's two words here that have been mentioned in this verse. The word grief and the word joy. You know, according to the scripture, the watchman, not his responsibility to make the people happy. His responsibility is to implement what God wants to do in the life of the people. When the people does not respond, what will happen to the man who watches? He will be grieving. Who will not grieve if your son or daughter contradict what is the will of God, or contradict the word of God, or contradict the scriptures? Who will be happy with that? So when you find this way that things wrong, you're going to implement certain things that would disturb your daughter or son. You are also disturbed. That's what you see here. You see here, see here, for they watch for your souls, and they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. So here, when there's already, when the people in inclination in a wrong way, as a watchman is going to deliver a teaching that will contradict their way. Already before you deliver the message or the word of God, there's already a grieving from inside, because people are already disobedient to the will of God. When the people obey, and you understand they are obeying, you have joy and you have also peace. But what I found in the scripture, hardly you can find a true watchman is not grieving. Because since the creation till now, the people are sinning. Is that right or wrong? Till this day, they are increasing in sin. You know who is the watchman who is happy? Those who are not truly watchmen. And they will say to you, and what they will say to you, we are not accountable for your soul. Have you got the point? They are passive. They will say, we are not accountable for your soul. Whatever you want to do, do. I am not the judge, I am not God. But the scripture contradicts this kind of stand. The true watchman, he will be grieving when somebody is doing his own will. And that's the response, not anger, grief. And out of the grief, the same grief that is in the heart of God, the same grief in the heart of Jesus, the same grief in the minister of those who serve God. You know who is the watchman who is happy when the people do wrong? Those who are not a true watchman. They are not accountable. They are not appointed by God. They are not called to watch people. Obey them that they have rule over you. We need to know, we need to realize whom God has placed beside us to have rule over our life. And submit yourself. He did not say submit to them. Submit yourself to the will of God. What God wants, that needs to be taken place. For they watch for your souls. They, see, this is a very big thing. They watch for your souls. You know, the souls, the mean, the word here, soul. In the Greek word, it is sushi. It means the bread of life. That is the meaning of it. Now, we are accountable. Why we are that? But that's what the scripture say. You are accountable to watch the soul of the people, and the soul of the people is the bread of life. You know, in the book of Genesis, when you say he bred into Adam, that's what the scripture say. So, we watch the bread of life that God gives to the people, because the bread of life is in the hand of God, right? And at any time, God may take that bread of life. So the person, if he is in the wrong way, he will end up in hell. And that's where the watchman should be really take heed of his responsibility and do it well. When we recognize certain things that is not correct, we have to implement the teaching that contradicts that sin. And that's where the conflict. And we have to do it. For they watch for your souls. We are concentrating on the soul of that person. Where are you going to end up if you continue in this wrong way of life? As they that must give account. We are accountable to God. That's why when trial getting more hard, when we are pressed from every side, when we are ridiculed, when we are persecuted because of what we are doing, still we need to continue to do it, because at the end of the day, we have to give account to the one who is over us. And that is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We need to give account to them, because that is what we are called for, to watch for the souls of the people. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 25, speaking about the word souls, that word also, the Greek word sushi, had been repeated in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 25. And let us read what has been written there. That's Apostle Peter telling to the people, he is telling them, for you were a sheep gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and bishop of your souls. He told the people, you were like sheep, in the wrong way you went, all of you. But now you have returned into the shepherd and the bishop of your soul. Who is the bishop? Who is the shepherd and the bishop of our souls? Christ. Amen? So now we are returning to the shepherd and the bishop. The meaning of bishop is overseer, the one who looks. The overseer of our soul. Now compare this word, bishop of your soul, of what we have read in Hebrews chapter 13 verse 17. For they watch for your souls. So we are responsible to watch for the souls that Jesus is the overseer over them. Have you got the point here? With whom we are working then? Can I say that I'm not responsible to do what is right and to disturb the people when they are doing wrong? Can I put myself out? Can you put yourself out from the life of your son or your daughter or your family? You cannot put yourself out. That's where our responsibility. And we should take heed. We should not leave it. Because even Jesus here, he is the shepherd and he is the overseer. But he said there, for they watch for your soul. Why Jesus cannot watch? He can, but that is the body of Christ. And we need to do our responsibility well. Have you got the point here? Now, Most of the time, what's going on? You take the grief inside you, but there's nothing else. You have to face him. You have to face the world with the sin. And you know, I have passed through that. You know, certain times there's much fear of devil to come, but I know that I need to speak it. And I know that they will react, they will fight, they will threaten, and maybe even get harm. But still, because we are linked, we are accountable to God. Amen? Since we are accountable, we can't keep silent when there is something we are seeing, we are recognizing is not correct. Let's move now to the book of Acts, chapter 20. We are called to watch for the life of other people and do what is needful. Whenever we are called to do that, Book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28 to verse 31, he say, "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseas, to feed the church of God which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears." Now here, when he says in verse 21:8, he says, "Take heed of yourself." Have you got the point here? Take heed of yourself, because you have been appointed to have certain ministry or certain things that you have to watch and check. So you cannot give it up or give it away, or you let somebody else to do it for you. Yeah, you have to take the responsibility of it. Take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flock. Take yourself, your life, and those who are entrusted under your care. You cannot throw their responsibility on somebody else, because you are called by the Holy Ghost to be overseer over them. Have you get the point? My son, my daughter, my family, the congregation that I am in. It's all God has called me to be responsible in that area. Take care of yourself. Certain times we are discouraged, we are grieving, people are not responding, and we want to give up, and we want to... That will not work. That we have to take care of ourselves. Certain troubles, God allow it also to check, are we really committed? Are we understand what we are doing? We need to continue to do it. What is our responsibility? Apart from watching, to feed the church of God. Now here again, back to the word of God. When you find there is something needed in certain area, that area that the people rebel and go away, that area you have to deal with. To feed the church of God, certain time we find the people taking wrong food, intermingling with certain people, friends, links, TV, YouTube, a lot of things that had corrupted their mind and that had given them wrong feeling, that had made them wired and gone the wrong direction. We have to pull them out and start again. But it is too responsible. You have to watch. Certain time you have to be a detective. Investigate, find out through prayer and fasting, somebody inform you, reporting. You need to find out, especially when it's your responsibility. You can't escape. You have to deal with it. Through prayer, Lord, reveal, show me what I need to do. That's when we have to persevere in it. After you identify everything, you have to give the right food. To correct situation, to lead in the right way, to find out what is the will of God, where is the narrow gate that God wants this brother or sister need to pass through. Feed the church of God. How we get feeding? Not milk or food, no. The word of God. We give what people need to hear, not what their itching ear want to hear, no. Which is he has purchased with his own blood. Jesus died for everyone, and those who believe on him, we are accountable as long as they are in our territory to watch over their soul. Apostle Paul in verse 29, he says, for I know this, that after my departing, that grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. He is telling them, I'm moving, but once I move, there'll be not only wolves, grievous wolves will come in. So here, the more they need to be watching from what is going outside. They need to watch the movement of the enemy outside to try to go inside. And in verse 30, he added to them, and also of your own selves shall men arise speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after them. Now, he told them, don't also be discouraged, but even from among you, there will be people raised up and they will ask themselves, wolves to pull certain disciples after them. Now, how we can recognize there are wolves? How we can recognize such movement? There's in verse 30, there's one statement that I mentioned here in verse 30, speaking perverse things. Perverse things is something that we had already condemned by the scriptures. There are certain things we have removed from our vocabulary. Perverse thing. The scripture does not agree with it. I'm not wanting scriptures that are supporting such kind of life. When we already condemn it, we find out that after a while, the people, they start to try to go back to these things. Why they need to go back? Why they want to go back? Because the pressure of devil, the intimidation of devil, and the discouragement and the lack of faith, no? They will be tempted to turn back. Now, when we find somebody promoting perverse things that 10 years ago we already condemned, 5 years ago we already stopped it, 3 years ago we say we will not do this anymore, then I need to be careful that there is a possibility, not mentioning that there is a wolf, and a possibility that if that issue is not taken care of, wolves will be raised up. And that's the situation of the church. Long time ago, wolves have been raised up, and that's why we find ourselves, the teaching that we read in the Bible, we don't find it now. Because they have perverted the perverse things. That's what he said. You will find from among you, people will get perverse things. When there is, Paul was moving out, Satan is moving out, but he is telling there are people from out and from in will, from out they will take advantage, from in also they will take advantage, or out of their frustration, they want to surrender to devil so that will be easier. Let me get the point here. When you surrender to devil, life becomes easier, money is easier, you know, there's no restriction, you feel better, but you are down to hell. He say, you be now more careful, because since I'm going to move, and Paul moved from Ephesus because of persecution, Since I am also moving, then devil will continue to try to defeat the church. He gives them a clue. The clue is that when you find any perverse teaching, go back to what I taught you. Did we condemn that? Yes. Did we approve this? Yes. When anything perverse, then you will know that you need to do with them. In verse 31, he says, therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. He says, 3 years I'm speaking. Day and night, 3 years I'm warning you that there is among you people will pull out disciples after them. They will not pull them out of Christ. No. They are inside the Christ, inside the church, but in a wrong way of thinking, wrong way of direction. And that is the situation of the church nowadays. Let's move now to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, Jesus also warned his disciples as Paul warning the disciples in Ephesus. He warned the overseers of the congregations there. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew 7:15. So we are called to watch people. We are watching for their soul. We are serving them. Maybe they get upset with us. They become harmful to us. But we need to continue doing. If they will rebel, that will be not profitable for them. But for us, we need to continue to do what is right. Our reward when we persevere to the end to do it. And also our reward does not depend on people's happiness with us. Have you get the point? If the people are not happy, it does not mean that my reward taken. If the people happy on the side because we compromise with the word of God, there's no reward left for us. In Matthew 7 verse 15, he said to them, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. He told them, false prophets will come. They will speak good things outside, they speak with gentleness, they will speak with politeness, but since what they are bringing not in the scriptures, they are wolves. That is the point. Go to the scriptures. When things are not scriptures and there is no doctrine clear from the scriptures about it, then you are dealing with false prophets. And I will tell you something. False prophets, they don't know they are false prophets also. But the thing here, how we know it, is only a scripture, even certain time coming thought to us. The thoughts, if it is not the scriptures, speak about it clearly, organize the whole Bible. If the whole Bible does not support it, or the Bible condemns it, then we cannot go with it. That's what Jesus told them. In Mark chapter 8, verse 15. So we need to watch. Friends, interaction, neighbors. You know which time you watch? When you turn in, you put two eyes at the back of your head. That's what we need to do, to watch. To watch our children, our families. And because some of them that we are watching, they are very good in hiding, yeah? The thieves are very good in hiding. So we have to be really very suspicious and defective because that's the end times. Devil is a roaring lion. Should be very aware. And Jesus, he say, I will come to you as a thief. Thief, when he will come, he will not tell you which time he is coming. And when he will come, surely he will take the blessing. So the thieves, when he will come, he will be sure that you are not expect that he will do it or she will do it. And also he will get something out of the blessing God that had given you. So you have to be very careful. In Mark chapter 8, verse 15, Jesus told them, and he charged them, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the leaven of Herod. Leaven is something that will make the bread inflate, and also the taste is sweeter because some fermentation in it and sugar is there and protein, no? As if it is adding more to the cooking of the bread. There are certain teachings make you happy, but these are leaven of Pharisees to make the bread, you know, more palatable to the taste. So we need to recognize around us a lot of things going on wrong. At the time of Jesus, the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. Nowadays, a lot of trend of worldly things going on in the churches. We need to be careful. We go back to the scriptures, and we found out what is the truth from the scripture. And we need to continue to watch, so that we will not fall into troubles. Because the cause of lack of watching is source of lack of people. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 5, First Peter chapter 5 and verse 2, say, feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Now here's the point again, taking the oversight. You have to watch. Watching and also feeding. Give the food for the church. What food we give? The word of God, that the Rima say with the Holy Spirit, want the church to pass through this time. The teaching that God wants to implement, we have to put it. Feed the flock of God, which is among you. That's our responsibility. And watch, take the oversight. Not by constraint, not by force. But that is our love to God, our willingness to suffer for Him. Not by constraint, but willingly. Joyfully we do it. Rejoice in affliction. Persevere in affliction. This time, when people are so wild with God's word, we find many who are already wild and they don't want to be in the right way. It's very hard, but we continue to feed and care for those who are remaining, discerning if there are wolves or some input or wrong inclination coming in. And do it willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Nothing in our mind should be about whatever benefit, what is my benefit of doing that, what is my benefit of doing this. Do it because you want to please God, because this is out of your love to God, to do what is right and just. Do, watch and care and feed. Don't look to the people respond, how they will respond or their reaction, but look to the scriptures and do what the Lord wants you to do. In Luke chapter 2, verse 8, a at the time when our Lord was born, Luke chapter 2 verse 8, say, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. So the shepherds, they were outside with their sheep, outside the comfort zone, outside their houses, in the field, washing the flocks in the night. Why in the night? Because in the night the way the thief will come. So we need to be expectant. Where is the dark period or nights in the life of the people that we are watching? Because that will be the time or that is the opportunities that the devil, the thief, may come to them and change their mind and bring them into wrong direction and wrong way. But he says here, keeping watch over their flock. Over their ministry, over what God had entrusted to them, over their families, over their children, over their co-workers. And expect them that the Lord, as they are watching, He will bless the work of their hand and reward them. Let's all stand. Lord, thank you for your word unto us. Oh God, I pray that every one of us will understand that we are responsible before you to watch and care for what you entrust to us, because we are accountable to you. We have to give account. Lord, make us also convince us that we should be doing that willingly, with a ready mind, not because of any benefit, but because we love you, and you do that, Lord, for your sake, for your name's sake. As you love us, we need to love those of them whom those we are watching for their souls. Oh God, I pray you will find us accountable, responsible in this matter, oh God. Lord, I pray you change our heart and mind and life and thoughts in this direction. But we'll be responsible people. Not that we should show carelessness when we are rejected or we are hurt by the people, but we will continue to persevere in doing that, knowing that one day will come that you will reward us. We bless you, Lord. We magnify you. We are doing. In Jesus' name. Change my heart, O God. Make it ever true. Change my heart, O God. Let I be like God. Change our life. Change our life, oh God, to be like you, Lord. Who came and suffered, you are overseer, and you are the shepherd of the souls of all the world. You've been rejected, but Lord, you continue to serve the purpose of God.
Yes.
Help us, we have the same mind and attitude. Even in the time that we are rejected, people react against us, reject your word. Help us, O God, to continue to take heed of ourselves and do our responsibility well. O God, I pray for empowerment of the Holy Ghost upon all the workers, those who are here in other congregations. Reward them, O God, give them sound mind, uphold them with your grace to stand the pressure that David is doing against the church. Lord, help us to hold on you and your word, O God, to continue to serve you, keeping the same post and office that you entrust to us, whether in families or in the congregation or in the world. Thank you, God, for your word. Let the Holy Spirit convict us and remind us to do what is right and correct always. God bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord, take your hand with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not fall in. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.